good rains have been beneficial for a lot of peanut fields thus far this season, and while there are a few dry areas here and there, Extension peanut agronomist Dr. John Beasley with the University of Georgia said overall he is pleased with the way the crop looks at this time, but we need to make sure those peanuts stay watered.
We've had scattered rainfall, fortunately enough in most areas that the peanuts are growing off really well. We had that real hot spell in June that had some impact on the blooming. We'd have blooms, but they wouldn't set pegs when it sat hot. But a very high percentage of our peanuts that were planted mostly in the month of May are now at that 60-plus day period. First of all, if you have irrigation, it doesn't take more than about 3 or 4 days for that soil to dry out in that top 3 inches where those pegs and pods are trying to fill out and develop. Got to keep water on them. So if your peanuts are in that, especially if they're 70 days and older, you're going to probably need to put on 1.5 to 2 inches of water per week.
But he reminds peanut growers that no matter how good your crop looks right now, don't back off on your fungicide spray program.
The disease situation could explode on us at any moment. The conditions we've got with the humid, warm air, that will certainly cause white mold to spread, a leaf spot to spread. We're not seeing a lot of it right now, but it only takes a short period of time. So don't back off on your fungicide spray program, even if your peanuts look pretty clean. Get out there and make sure you stay on time. And if you're using peanut prescription, follow that. If you're on a 4-spray, 5-spray, 7-spray program, just follow it and be diligent and stay on top of disease control.
Dr. Beasley said those fields have got to get to September and October, and thus you need to stay on top of things, especially when it comes to insect control.
We've had some insect outbreaks. Got to stay on top of that. Again, they can pop up on you very quick. I know we've had some tobacco budworms, maybe not as severe as 2 years ago, but they're out there. And just don't drive by at 55 miles an hour and say, oh, they look pretty good, and keep going. Get out there, put some footprints in the field, and check them closely.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.